It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
All right, welcome back. You know, obviously, it's an interesting dynamic right now where, you know, it's a pretty strong national message with Republicans. It looks like they're going to retain the House. They flipped the Senate and they won the White House, whereas Connecticut, all 5 congressional districts won by Democratic incumbents. And I believe the biggest margin was Mr. John Larson, Congressman Larson, beating Jim Griffin roughly 63% to 35%. But he'll enter a Congress that most likely will be Republican controlled. And Congressman Larson joins us now on Brian and Company. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good, Brian. How are you?
Good. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Proud to be a member of the Connecticut delegation and proud of the state of Connecticut.
Well, it's an interesting dynamic, right, Congressman? I mean,
it really is.
Yeah, and it's hard enough to do your job with 434 others, and you know, it's just difficult to get stuff done. And how difficult is it going to be with to get things done that you feel are important, whether it be for your political philosophy, your district, or your state, when you're going to be in the minority and who knows what's going to happen?
Yeah, well, that's why they call it a democracy, Brian. And, you know, the nation is divided. And as you mentioned at the outset, there's a slim chance. It's a chance that we could still retain the House, but we would have to the trend isn't there, and we'd have to flip 3 seats in California.
Yeah. I'd list it as unlikely, not impossible, unlikely.
And that's a fair assessment. And so, but the numbers are still going to be extraordinarily close.
Right.
So a lot of it will depend, I think, on the because then Trump will have both the Senate, which is clear, and the presidency in the House. The question is, what are they going to propose? And where they're proposing things that we can work with them, we will. It's that easy. I think I want to commend Kamala for the graceful and dignified way she announced yesterday, and I think, you know, emphasizing that this has to be a peaceful transfer of power, not like what happened in January 6th in 2020. So these are the things that are on our mind, and I think there will be an opportunity, provided on what the Republicans believe. And there's a number of them still, especially in the Senate, who believe that there's a lot of constructive things that we can do together. And then, of course, there's the whole Trump agenda.
So, you know, we're talking about Congressman John Larson of the First District here on Brian and Company. I'm a nonpartisan. I'm independent, unaffiliated, whatever you want to call it. And I try to look at this stuff as intellectually as possible. And I'm just curious. You know, you've been in the party for a long time, and I what do you think went wrong? What nationally went wrong?
Well, you know, I think the nation is divided, and has been. We're going through this kind of a change that's hard to get your arms around. And, you know, frankly, as much as I disagree with him, you have to credit Trump for his persistency in how, whether truthful or not, he's able to strike a chord. And I think, frankly, amongst a lot of people, they're fed up with politics in general and don't see government getting things done.
Well, but, you know, people don't look at Democrats anymore as a party for working class people. They look at it as a party of, like, intellectual, cultural elites. Like, I don't know how that happened.
I've heard a lot of that analysis, too. And you know what?
you don't agree with it.
Brian, I think that these things get so overanalyzed. You know, at the end of the day, I still think it comes down to kitchen table issues, et cetera. And listen, the state of Connecticut, all of New England went blue. And so, there's something going on out there. And, I don't discount the fact that in terms of having a message that had appeal to the kitchen table issues that they heard. And then when you add into that the mix of where people get their information, and there's so much on social media today that wasn't the case even a decade ago, et cetera. And, stations like yours with someone as smart as you that's putting out the truth. And as you said at the outset, nonpartisan, just trying to get to some answers. You wonder how much people are paying attention to that as opposed to just the repetitive notions and mistruths or half-truths that Trump was able to articulate.
Yeah, I mean,
consistently.
I appreciate the conversation, Congressman. When I look at it and I try to think about it, we're ensconced here in New England. Like you said, it's all blue, but the country went, I would say it wasn't a landslide, but it's decisively red. So there's something missing there. So if you're more kitchen table, did the national campaign not go kitchen table enough? Maybe the women's reproductive rights, I think it peaked in 22 and maybe we didn't realize that. I don't know. But I mean, it seems like clearly if that's a priority for you, it didn't necessarily translate in other parts of the country.
It didn't. And also some of the some of the basics that Democrats have always stood for, especially, and you've heard me talk about this several times, but Social Security, that is an issue that impacts. I mean, Kamala Harris got roughly 70 million votes. There's 70 million Social Security recipients in the country currently. And Trump spoke to them. However, how shall I say this? He was certainly articulate, but it wasn't truthful in terms of what he was saying, because he said he was for these things, but just didn't want to pay for them.
Do you think they'll take away taxes on Social Security? Do you think that'll happen?
I hope they do, because that will give us an opportunity to amend the bill and do it and pay for it. Taking Social Security taxes away is a good idea. But if you're not going to pay for it, where does the money come from, Brian? It comes right out of the trust fund. And then that hurts everybody, especially the 5 million people who currently get below poverty level checks and the 28 million who Social Security is the only thing they have. So we are hopefully Republicans are, and hopefully Trump is going to focus on this. I do think that this is an area that we could work on, because he said he's for this. He said he's for repeal of weapon and GPO, et cetera. He just doesn't pay for them. And if you don't pay for them, where does that money come from? It comes directly out of the trust fund. So in essence, it's a cut to Social Security.
Yeah. Listen, we got to run. I mean, congratulations on a really impressive win. I know it's going to be a challenge for you. I don't know if you're going to be at the Manchester. Are you going to be at the Manchester Road Race?
Of course I am. My brother Tim runs in it, for God's sake.
Well, stop by the workspace and say hello. We're going to be live there on Thursday morning. We'd love to see you.
I'll make a point of it, Brian, and keep up the good work.
All right,
Thank you.
We appreciate the time, Congressman. Thank you so much.
Yep,
Congressman John Larson.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.